Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A New Bedford fishing magnate's guilty pleas to federal charges, including falsifying catch records, has led federal regulators to shut down fishing rights for a large portion of this region's groundfish stocks. Managers of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say it's a necessary response to severe overfishing. Fred Bever reports.
There are 19 groundfish sectors in the Northeast, each representing a group of fishermen who manage catch quotas set by NOAA regulators. Sector 9 is dominated by boats based in New Bedford and owned by Carlos Rafael, also known as the Codfather, who started a nearly four-year jail sentence in Fort Devens this month after he confessed to falsifying catch information. Regulators say Sector 9 officials, including Raphael's daughter, failed to develop information to show that quotas were no longer being violated, and so its fishermen won't be allowed to catch more groundfish this fishing year, which ends in April, or the next year, if a valid new management plan isn't offered.
They do need to make significant changes, and until they do, their boats will be tied to the dock.
John Bullard is NOAA's regional administrator. He says lacking reliable data, it's difficult to assess damage already done to various species in the Gulf of Maine, but it is significant.
They've exceeded stocks quotas of cod, of yellowtail flounder, and witch flounder, by perhaps as much as a whole year's quota.
In New Bedford, Mayor John Mitchell says Carlos Rafael deserves condemnation and his prison sentence, but he adds that a piecemeal approach to the disposition of Rafael's permits by criminal, civil, and administrative action is creating hardship for innocent bystanders.
By keeping these boats in port, there will be crew members who, you know, won't have an opportunity to earn a living over the next 6 months, and there will be shoreside businesses, including ice and fuel suppliers, as well as net menders and settlement houses that will lose a portion of their business.
But away from New Bedford, others are cheering the decision.
This is very positive.
Ben Martins is executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association, which manages one of the 19 sectors. He says Rafael's scam distorted the entire market for New England's historic cod and flounder fisheries, as well as scientific assessments of their health.
Fishing vessels throughout New England who have been doing things the right way out on the water have been hoping that NOAA will come down on this sector and say, you are breaking the rules, there are repercussions for breaking the rules.
That could include reductions in Sector 9's future quotas to make up for overfishing that may have occurred. In the meantime, other sectors will still be able to fish their full quotas, but they won't be able to trade quota leases with Sector 9 boats. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever